Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, sometimes a strange roadside encounter can leave behind more questions than answers.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you very much for listening. We appreciate it. And if you have a real ghost story that you would like to share with everyone, send it in. You can call it in, 855-853-4802, or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like to be a premium subscriber, get the advanced episodes, get access to the archive, no commercials, you can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon is here today.
I am here today. How are things going?
Pretty good. So I did an interview today that I really enjoyed. It was with his kid, Gavin, and he did a documentary that you can watch on Amazon Prime. It was his first documentary ever. I'm like, and you're on Amazon?
Impressive,
like,
yeah.
Because that's not always that easy, is it? And he's like, no, it really isn't. But they accepted it. And so he did, he lives in Arkansas, and he had tried to do a full-length movie and had a script and everything and couldn't get the people behind it. So then he's like, you know, I've always been interested in paranormal. I'm going to go do an investigation and do a documentary on doing an investigation. And he found this location called King's Opera House in Van Buren, Arkansas. It's exactly—
Sounds good already.
Yeah, right? It's an old theater. But what I thought he did that was so interesting, because he really did get a lot of activity in this documentary. But, you know, so often people go in and I don't always believe what they got. And this one, I believed it. You know, he's not going in there antagonizing anything. But what he did was he got some actors from the local college to go in and kind of do a reading of The Crucible. And so they're on the stage and they're kind of like in rehearsal. And they went around the theater and they're yelling out, hey, show's getting ready to start. Everybody go into the theater. And I'm like, that was a brilliant idea. You know, like to have a theater, a haunted theater, I thought was fascinating. And because in part two, one of the ghosts that possibly could be there was an actor. He did have some trigger objects with him, but I was like, it's almost like you took trigger people with you. mm-hmm. just to kind of trigger the spirits there. So I thought that was a really super great idea. And they did get a lot of activity, actually. There was some EVPs they got. There was some really, couple really good orbs that just go floating past the camera. And interesting. Yeah, and like at one point, at the very beginning of it, the battery drained on their camera, despite the fact that it was at 100%, 40 minutes. It's a 5-hour battery, was gone in 40 minutes. And then at another point in there, two of the cameras quit at the same time. And had multiple cameras set up around the theater. So I just thought it was really interesting. It's a really interesting documentary, and you can watch it on Amazon Prime called The King's Opera House. And he is doing another one. You can rent it. I think I might have paid $1.99 to rent it. But he's doing another 10-part series, Haunted Arkansas.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and the last episode is at the Crescent Hotel.
Oh, good. Okay.
And it was interesting because he said they went to the Crescent Hotel twice because the first time they got absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. And they were like, that's so strange. And so they went back. And the second time they went in, they did get some activity.
Okay. Well, you know, I mean, it doesn't have to, you know, like you go in there and I think good investigators know it doesn't mean anything's going to happen.
No.
And you just have to be prepared for that. And a good investigator is accepting of that, right? You're not going to make up stuff or something. Yeah. And it, you know, it happens when it happens. It's not really in our control.
Right? And what I think is interesting about a lot of the, even if you don't get any activity, I find the stories to be really interesting and compelling. Like the story behind the Crescent Hotel is really interesting.
Right. Yeah.
And so I'm really looking forward to that. So I'm like, will it be on Amazon Prime again? And he's like, I'm hoping. I think it will be. I was like, good for him. He's a young guy. Mm-hmm. Does his first ever documentary and gets it on Amazon Prime. But
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of stuff, there's a gal I know that lives up in Northwest Kansas. Now, I knew her from Colby, Kansas, but I think now she's moved to like around the Norton area or something. But she lives in a very old house, like a 100-year-old house. And she posted, she said, a lot of strange things happen in my house. So she intentionally set up a camera. She said, and particularly in the kitchen or whatever. So she set up a camera that was just going when she was all the time, you know, when she wasn't there. And she shows, there were two things that she caught that really made my heart skip a beat. And I watch a lot of different video and think, I don't know, maybe I saw something. Maybe yeah. You know, I mean, you're like that. There was this orb that came through, and it was as if it had a consciousness. Like, it kind of flew into the room really fast. It went over to here. It went over there. It went up. It went down. Like, it was like on a path. You know, you see orbs kind of float around. This one was like intentionally moving. And then the other thing, and this one even got me more, was there was this smoke kind of thing that just kind of showed up in the middle of the room and kind of hovered around a little and then just dissipated.
Oh.
It was crazy. And I'll reach out to her and see if she will let me post those.
Or see if she wants to join us some night.
Talk
about it.
Yeah, I will do that. Because they were two of the best video catches I have ever seen. Like, it gave me chills watching it.
Did I share with you about the Night House, the episode I recently did on the Grave Talks?
I don't think so.
This guy, Eric, he and his husband bought this house. It's 200 years old. It's in Kentucky.
Kentucky, okay.
And so they bought it. He's a paranormal investigator, has been forever, like 20 years. His husband could care less about that. He just loves history and renovating old things. And so,
okay.
So they're a good team. So they buy this house, but the same thing, they had a camera set up in one of the rooms and it was motion sensor camera. And during the day, it records in color. And then at night, it goes into the infrared mode. So it's black and white. And middle of the day, he said right before this happened, it had been recording fine. And then it turns black and white. And this weird mist goes through. That made me think of that. It was like,
yeah,
it's like this, like kind of a fog / mist.
Yeah, this was, I thought it looked kind of smoky, like smoke too.
And it goes from, as you're looking at the camera from right to left, or looking from the camera's perspective, right to left, right across, like it's just moving across the room. And I'm like, what the heck was that?
Wow.
So it was really interesting. They rent that house out for paranormal investigators, but it's just very interesting, you know, to hear these stories. Yeah. And in Norton, Kansas, it makes you wonder, who was it? Who, like, why is it so haunted?
I will reach out to her and we'll see if we can't chat with her. Or at very least, maybe she'll, and I hope she'll let us put those videos up for everybody to see, because they were so clear and the orb so weirdly seemed to know what it was doing.
Yeah. That's so interesting to me, because there's sometimes you can see an orb and people are like, oh my God, look at that. And you're like, it could be a bug.
You go, maybe it's dust particles catching the light just right or whatever. You know, there's all these things people say. But this thing moved very oddly, intentionally, so, and very fast. Yeah. But the smoke thing almost got me worse. It really just kind of just developed out of nothing in the middle of the room.
Well, and that's what I found interesting about the video at the night house was that a lot of times I'm like, I'm not really seeing what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And, or you'll, like, there was another one where you definitely hear knocking. It's like knock, 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 mm-hmm. which is creepy.
Real
but
creepy.
To see that, I was like, whoa. Yeah. It was just crazy. Wow. So let's go to our first ghost story. And this is from Jerry, and it's Gerry.
Oh, okay.
So it could be a girl. It could be a guy. My name's Jerry. I live in the UK. I've been a longtime listener of the podcast, and I wanted to share a strange experience that happened to me a few years ago, one that still creeps me out when I think about it. I've had a few unusual things happen over the years, but this one sticks with me the most. It happened one summer while I was working in Henley-on-Thames, Oxfordshire. Do they say Oxfordshire, right?
That's what I would think.
For those unfamiliar, Henley is a very old town dating back to the 12th century, and it's best known for the Henley Royal Regatta every July. It's a beautiful place with a lot of history and apparently some things that haven't quite moved on. I've worked in horticulture my adult life. The company I work for supplies and maintains summer hanging baskets throughout the towns and cities in southeast England. Because it's impossible to do the job during the day with all the traffic, we work overnight. We use an electric water bowser. Is that a term I've never heard? A water bowser?
I don't know.
Mounted on the back of a flatbed truck with a long hose and lance.
I've seen those.
To reach the baskets attached high on lampposts. I could see why it would be easiest to do that at night. That night, my colleague John and I were working as a pair. He drove the truck while I sat on the back watering the baskets. We were about halfway through our shift, probably around 4 a.m. when we finished Bell Street and turned on to New Street. That's when I decided to take a short break while John kept watering. I crossed the street to do a bit of window browsing at a little shop that immediately caught my eye. Looked like a mix between an antique store and a bric-a-brac shop. My kind of place. I'm fascinated by old curios and ephemera. This person has all these
ephemera.
Ephemera? What is that?
I'm gonna find it. I've heard it.
It makes me think it's like antiques or collectibles.
Paper items such as posters, broadside tickets, originally meant to be discarded but have come collectible.
Well, golly, Jerry's got a good vocabulary.
And it
vocabulary.
Is just a second.
Ephemery.
Ephemery. Okay. Interesting. So I leaned in for a closer look. At first, there wasn't much to see, so I started to turn away, but out of the corner of my eye, I noticed movement. There was a dark figure watching me, not from the inside of the shop, but from outside, just to the left. A narrow passageway ran alongside the building, likely leading to the back of the shop. The figure was standing there in the passageway, partially hidden. It had one hand resting on the corner of the shop wall, as if leaning forward to get a better look at me. It wasn't moving, just standing and observing. And it was completely black, solid black. No features, no face, no eyes, no nose, no mouth, just a humanoid shape in pure shadow. It was taller than me, probably about 5'8", and I could make out its clothing only because of how the outlines were shaped. It wore a hooded cape that came down to mid-thigh, trousers, and what looked like thick leather boots that ended just below the knee. The hood was pulled over his head, tied at the neck. It looked almost like something out of the 15th century. For a few seconds, we just stared at each other, or at least I stared at it. I could tell it was facing me based on its posture and the position of its hand. Then slowly, very slowly, it withdrew its hand from the wall and slid backward into the darkness of the passageway. It never broke eye contact, and I freaked out. I ran straight back to John, blurted out that I had just seen a ghost. Of course, he was skeptical, but we both went back to the passageway to look. Whatever it was gone. We couldn't see or hear anything, and that's what stuck with me the most, the silence. There was no sound. No footsteps, no night sounds at all, just this eerie, complete stillness. I later did some research on the kind of clothing the figure was wearing. The closest I could find was from the 15th century, long cape, tall boots, hood. Could it have been something that old? Was it even human? I hadn't heard of shadow people until I started listening to your podcast. Now I wonder if that's what I saw. One other detail, next to the passageway was an old pub called the Horse and Groom. It's since closed and become a private residence, but I wonder if that stretch of building has a deeper history. I recently found a photo of the shop and passageway and would be happy to send it in. Okay, please do. Thanks for reading my story. Thank you for an amazing show. I have a few more stories I'd love to share in the future. Best wishes, Jerry.
Ooh, please do.
You know, but those really old, old areas, you know, they have such history.
Mm-hmm. There was a question Jerry asked, and that is, was he human? My answer to that is definitely not.
100% no.
Might have been human at one time, not anymore.
And I wonder if he even was at one time. Yeah, I don't even know that it was human at one time.
But also, Jerry felt like it was looking at him. But it didn't really have a face, did it?
No, but I think he picked up on it the way it was positioned. Like it,
like somehow the way the head maybe just kind of...
And that feeling.
Stayed with... Yeah, and then the way the body moved and stuff. Jerry knew that it didn't take its eyes off of him. Like he knew it had vision, that it was seeing him. Not necessarily eyes, but that it was seeing him.
Yeah.
You know what I think would be very interesting? The caveat to this story is the people that live in the house now that used to be the pub.
Yeah, it'd be interesting.
I wonder
what
they know.
It would be interesting to go back and even in that little shop, go in during the day and say, you know, just wondering. Yeah, you guys have any paranormal activity around here?
Yeah, or when you're out again, going down Bell Street and turning to New Street, I think I would stop again.
Don't you think,
you know, if you could get your nerve up.
Yeah, because it kind of seems like one of those, you saw it once and you're not going to see it again.
Yeah, but why not try it again?
Because you're scared shitless. Would you try it again after you saw that one time? No.
I don't know.
Would you?
Well, maybe take your friend with you.
And is that going to make it that much better?
Well, you know, I think it would be worth it. I really do. And maybe they don't do that route anymore. If you know who's going to.
And maybe Jerry doesn't even have that job anymore.
That's true. That's true. And who wants to get up at 4 a.m. just to go over there? But interesting. You know, I just think that so many of those little towns, villages are so haunted over there.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, do you think there's any place that isn't really haunted? I don't know.
No, I think it's all haunted.
It has to be.
I mean, if somebody in England is listening right now and they know of some good non-haunted locations, let us know. Or do they agree? Lots of it is haunted.
Wow.
Because here it doesn't feel like that. You know, you go into a place and it's like, it's new.
I mean,
we just don't have. Oh, God, yeah. But there you just feel like there's a lot more of them.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of the history.
Just walking down the street.
Yeah. I think you just kind of feel it there, too, in a different way. You know, in some cities here, you definitely feel it. You know? So, that's an interesting story. And just think, had Jerry not taken that little break to peek in that window, Jerry would have never had this paranormal story.
Fascinating.
Mm. Well, here is a caller.
I would like to tell you about 4 dreams I had in June of 1990, which sounds weird, but there was one person in my life in particular in that time, and I don't know what she had to do with this, but she must have had something to do with it. In any case, I had a dream that my 2 nephews, who were teenagers at the time, got into bicycle crashes with a vehicle and died, which is horrible. They didn't really, but in my dream they did. And I woke up with that feeling, that horrible feeling that the dream was trying to tell me something. So I left a message on my mom's voicemail because all the grandkids were spending the summer at my mom's. And she decided to keep the kids in that day. And I found out later that a person we don't know on a bicycle got hit by a car right out in front of my parents' house and had to be carted off in an ambulance. I don't know the fate of that person, but pardon me. I thought that was an interesting coincidence. Then a few days or a week later, I had a dream that my mom's mom, Grandma, got into a cab trying to go home to her old house. Well, Grandma had Alzheimer's really bad. And in the dream, these cops stopped the cab driver thinking he was trying to kidnap Grandma. And he looked big and burly and badass. But it was a misunderstanding. And I knew that he wasn't bad. He was just trying to do what his passenger wanted. And I left my mother this message, and that day at the swimming pool where they all went for all the grandkids to get their swimming lessons, Grandma wandered off for a split second when my mother wasn't looking, and my mom couldn't find her amongst all the kids and the people at the swimming pool. Well, my mother starts panicking and looks all over and up and down and in the bathrooms, and she went out in front and looked in cars and in the parking lot. And lo and behold, one of the employees found Grandma wandering around and pulled her into the office. So thankfully, she was safe and sound in the office. And then about a week later, I had a dream that my friend, whose daughter had been running away. She was gone for about a week at that point. And in any case, her daughter returned on a Friday wearing a white shirt and blue pants. And I called my friend and told her this. And she called me the following Friday saying that her daughter returned wearing a white shirt and blue pants. It doesn't seem like a very big deal, but it seems oddly specific. And then the other dream I had dealt with my cousin and my aunt and uncle. And there was just some really violent, bloody symbolism in it. And when I shared it with my mother, it turns out that something similar happened in real life that I had no way of knowing because it was a secret. In any case, thank you all so much for listening to everybody and giving us all a chance to tell our stories without being judged. We love you so much. And I hope you're all well and happy and healthy. Bye.
You know, that's really interesting. Like, those are pretty profound dreams. And it wasn't exactly the same. Like, right. You know, the bike accident didn't happen to the people. I think she thought it was her nephews or something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It didn't happen to them, but it did happen to somebody else.
But she called and left a message that said, I had this dream that the boys were involved in a bicycle accident, and the mother, who would be their grandmother, I'm thinking,
that's kind of how that day.
So they could have been out there, right? Might have prevented something from happening there. So that one I thought was interesting as far as I think maybe she prevented it. The second dream with the grandmother getting into a cab, but then that wasn't exactly the way it happened. But grandma did get lost that day and got pulled into a room and they got her and whatever. Our dreams kind of take us down weird paths. And I think, you know, we see very strange things in our dreams sometimes. But I think the essence of the story was there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That grandmother, that you've got to keep an eye on grandma. Something's up with grandma today. You know, and sure enough.
Yeah.
She can't find her. Then the same thing with the daughter. She was able to call the friend and say, she will come back. I know it. I saw her in my dream. Matter of fact, I could tell you what she's wearing in my dream.
That was really interesting.
Now, the last one, not enough information for me to gauge anything other than the fact that she gained some knowledge about her family that she had not known previous to that. So she is definitely getting messages in her dreams. At least at that time she did. Because she said this all happened in like 1990.
Yeah, I wonder if it still ever happens.
That's what I was wondering too. Does she occasionally have a dream? Like, it sounds like there was an intense period where she was having a lot of very active dreams that were telling her things, but then maybe it cooled off. And maybe now I would be surprised if she doesn't still have a every now and then dream. I think we all have them.
But I don't think we all pay attention to them.
Right. I don't think we're all, but you know, when you wake up and you think there was that weird dream and you're just going over it all day, like all day, and it bothers you, right? Not every dream does that, but you'll have one and then danged if something kind of along that line doesn't happen, or you can see how your dream interpreted this thing that way or whatever. And it's chilling. I think that our dreams are there to help us prepare. And sometimes it does feel like it's to prepare for things to come. I hate to say that everything in our life is already dictated what we're going to do. I hate to go that far with it. I like to think that we have some free will in things. But there are times I know when we're being warned about things.
I mean, it is a good lesson, too, that when you have those dreams that really stick with you and bother you, maybe you should say something.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and then you, you know, I've had them before, and then, you know, find out that this something happened to somebody. And I always say, boy, if somebody you haven't thought about for a while shows up in your dreams, pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even reach out to them. Because something's up, they might need you.
That was really interesting.
But like I said, maybe it's not so much that it's everything's set on a path, but maybe we are warned at times.
I don't know. Man, that's an ability she's got.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, we would really love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write it in at Real Ghost Stories Online. And if you want to be a premium subscriber, get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials, sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.